1 Samuel chapter 20 and the first 23 verses. And in this short discourse, I want to concentrate on verse 9. David has challenged Jonathan. These two young men are firm friends. They've made a covenant together. They've shared their goods. They have spiritual love between them. And they have professed their faithfulness, their loyalty, their love enduring. But he's been put to the test now. David is on the run from Saul, Jonathan's father. And David has had to speak to Jonathan because Jonathan is naive, gullible. He can't see what's right in front of his face. He can't see his father's hatred. And David has to speak frankly to him. And Jonathan has responded well. But David knows he has to push further. And he knows that the king will miss him at the festival. And he fears that Saul will kill him and will lose his temper and so on and come after him to kill him, determined to harm me. And David presses Jonathan, "Show kindness to your servant, for you have brought him into a covenant with you before the Lord. If I am guilty, then kill me yourself. Why hand me over to your father?" David, this young man, is putting Jonathan on the spot here. He knows Jonathan has these facts. Jonathan is too naive here. He's too innocent. He believes the best of his father. And David is strong with Jonathan. Now, in the midst of David's talk, from verse 5 to verse 8, there is a deception. I'm not going to go into that here because I'm not dealing with the life of David, but we have to make a decision about David's deception. Of course, in war, I know deception is necessary. Misinformation. It happened in the Second World War. Hitler was deceived in thinking the army, invading army, was coming over to the Pas-de-Calais. And there were schemes used to fool him, and he was deceived. I understand about that. And Rahab, too, is another case, I see. And David did it more than once. But there is a lie here. There is a deception here. But this is not part of the discourse. But it has to be decided if we were going through the life of David. We had to come to a decision. Be that as it may, Jonathan is put on the spot, and David rightly puts him on the spot. David is not going to be satisfied with mere talk. There's real trouble here, Jonathan. Now, what are you going to do about it? And it's Jonathan's response here. Verse 9, "Never," Jonathan says, "if I had the least inkling that my father was determined to harm you, wouldn't I tell you?" Jonathan is rising to the occasion. "If the choice comes, David, if it's my father or you, my choice is with you." And this is all against his best interest, humanly speaking. He could rise to be king, but by supporting David, he is ruining his own chances. But David is going to be king. But Jonathan is showing a very gracious spirit here, a very loving spirit, a very powerful spirit, a determined spirit. His friendship stands the test. "Never," he says, "if I had the least inkling my father's hatred for you and going to kill you, then I would tell you." Now there's two things here. Friendship has to be tested. It will be tested anyway. And David puts Jonathan to the test here, but Jonathan rises to it. Brother and sister, I speak to Christians. Does your friendship stand this kind of test? Are you naive? Are you gullible? Can you see things plainly? Are you willing to face facts? But does your friendship, your loyalty, your covenant relationship stand the test? This applies right across the board. In our marriages, in our families, in our relationships, in the ecclesia, does the covenant we make stand the test? Are we loyal to it? Do we rise to it? Can we see the difficulties, but press on through the difficulties and make the right choice and be determined and open and plain? I challenge myself about it. I challenge myself about my stance for Christ. When the crunch comes, do I own Christ? Do you, my brother and sister, are we willing to speak up for Christ, whatever the cost? when the choice comes, when the test comes, when we're put to the test, may we rise to it. Never, said Jonathan. I would tell you. And he owns the truth. And he stands by his word. He stands by the covenant. There's the lesson for me out of this. Friendship tested. Covenant friendship tested. But Jonathan rises to it. And he sees the issue. And he cuts through all the peripherals. Cuts through all the relationships and all the respect he showed for his father. And he comes out and he stands by his covenant. Standing by the covenant. Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ, in a very different sense, in a way, there was no break with his father in the sense of Jonathan with Saul here. But look, our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And he went to the cross. And he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And of course the answer was, he was being the propitiation for his people's sins. A greater than Jonathan is here, the Lord Jesus Christ. Unbeliever, you need this greater Jonathan, like we all do. We need an advocate with the Father. We need one who will stand for us, with us, in us, through us, through thick and thin. Above all, will take our sins and the wrath of God. There is only one person in the universe who can do that for you, my friend. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, this greater Jonathan. And he, forsaking his own glory, hanging on the cross, died for sinners under the wrath of God. He proved his love for sinners. Greater love hath no man that he lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus laid down his life for his friends, even for his enemies. He died for sinners, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Trust in this Savior, I plead with you, and you will know this greater Jonathan. You have no greater need than to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But coming back to the simple account here, Jonathan's loyalty, covenant friendship is tested. But it proves real and lasting. Brother and sister, will your loyalty to Christ, will your loyalty to your brothers and sisters, will your loyalty to your covenant vows stand the test? I challenge you. I challenge myself. May we all rise to the challenge and come out as strongly as Jonathan and see it right through to the end, keeping faithful to our covenant promises. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. May we complete the task and keep the faith.